Hey, good morning, El Paso Realtor, Jose Hernandez. Happy Friday, August 16th, 2019. Hope you have a great Friday going into the weekend. Stay safe, stay aware. So this podcast is five ways to discover if an area is right for you. All right. Now, when you're buying a home, you're doing more than just purchasing property. You're joining a community where you'll raise your kids and turn neighbors into friends and lay down roots. Now, before you buy, it's a great idea to investigate where you're going to be living, okay? In a competitive market, you're not always going to have time for an intensive research, but however, if you do a little bit of online homework, you can start to get a better understanding of what area is going to be best for you, okay? You can find loads of information about an area online, from the most popular restaurants to the home's walkability rating. All right, the internet is especially useful for a quick scan of a neighborhood, okay? You can get an area view with Google Maps. It can show you drainage ditches, railroad tracks, cell phone towers, or anything else you might or should be aware of before buying. All right, very important things. Always check for railroad tracks. I've never met anyone personally looking to purchase a home near a railroad track or a drainage ditch or a cell phone tower. Very important things that you should look out for. Check the local newspaper, all right? Be sure to check out the police blotter and try to dig as far as you can into where exactly you're going to be living. Also important while you're doing your online homework, if you have kids, review the school district's website, all right? You also want to compare with other districts in the area that you're buying. Would like to, if possible, take a tour of the school, meet with the principal, meet with the administration, take a tour of the classes, the kid to teacher ratios. Those are very important. You don't want to have a classroom with 30 kids and one teacher. That's no bueno, so to say. Also, if you have a home in mind, it's also important to check out the local Facebook groups. You're able to get a lot of information on the local Facebook groups. All right, so let's move on to number two. Number two, visit multiple times if possible. I know that's not always gonna be possible, especially if you're relocating from out of state, if you're in the military and you're PCSing down to Fort Bliss, it's gonna be very hard to do that, okay? If possible, walk around in the neighborhood. If you feel comfortable, visit in the evening time as well. Is it noisy or is it calm at night? Is there a lot of traffic? Is it next to a main road? Are you hearing semi trucks honking their horns 5:30 in the morning? That's not a good sign. If you're going in the evening time, it's always best to check out what the family life is like. If you see joggers, kids playing, or people walking their dogs, that's usually a sign of a vibrant, safe neighborhood. If the streets are dead and you hear sirens, and probably need to dig a little deeper, okay? Tip number three, talk to the locals. Visiting a neighborhood a few times gives you the chance to chat with people who live there. Best spots to go and find out are coffee houses, Starbucks. You could go to restaurants. And it's okay to talk to people. El Paso, if you don't already know, is a very friendly city. People are very nice. They're not rude. And if you talk to them and you ask them a couple of questions, they'd be more than happy to share what life is like living here in the beautiful city of El Paso, Texas. All right. Tip number four, check the commute time. Okay, you can always check your commute time with Google Maps, but it won't tell you about actual traffic volume or busy street lights, okay? That goes back to tip number three. Talk to the locals. Find out what exactly it's like to live there, all right? If feasible, actually make the drive to work during the morning and the evening rush hours to find out exactly what you're going to be facing day in and day out traveling to your place of employment, okay? Tip number five, ask a real estate agent, okay? Plenty of real estate agents out there. You want to get with an agent that's going to know the terrain. A terrain is different from a map, okay? Know the neighborhood, know the spots, know the value of the homes, how much do homes sell for, how long are homes typically on the market. You want to get all that information to compile in your research that you're conducting online. All right, guys. If you guys have any questions, always feel free to reach out or give me a call at 915-780-3823. Again, my name is Jose Hernandez, Realty One Group, Mendez Burke here in El Paso, Texas. Happy Friday. Have a great weekend. Stay safe and stay aware. And we will talk to you soon. Thank you so much.